Last year, faith-based social service agencies in San Francisco provided over 3 million meals to the hungry. They offered safe, clean shelter to more than 3,000 homeless people. They built and operated affordable housing for poor people, many with mental health and substance abuse problems. They counseled and placed hundreds in jobs, provided child care for others, helped thousands of frail elderly continue to live independently. Faith-based organizations share a belief that social policies should be judged by their impact on society's most vulnerable, the widow, the orphan, the stranger, the ill, and the powerless. This belief is upheld in the Jewish value of Tikkun Olam, repair the world. It is proclaimed in Catholic social teachings, preferential option for the poor. It is championed in Protestant traditions, affirming the dignity of every human being, and in the Muslim principle of tzedakah, voluntary giving for the social good. All traditions understand that poverty hurts the whole community. Today, state and city legislators are considering budget decisions, reducing or eliminating those programs which help these very vulnerable populations. These cuts, if carried out, will result in increased hunger, loss of housing, entrenched homelessness, and a less healthy community for us all. Is this the kind of community we want to live in? City and state budgets are not merely financial documents. They are statements of our values. The sacred texts of all faith traditions remind us that the greatness of any society will be judged on how that society cares for the most vulnerable. How will history judge us? With a perspective, I'm Rita Semmel.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.